If you get bitten, just say the bite. Make sure your heart ain't beating right, y'all. Hey.
All your bad boys are just fine. There's a bottom line where I'm
back. Ruby, people, how do you do? Ain't gonna dedicate no fun to you.
Sly and the Family Stone. Bruchim abayim, welcome in, bienvenido. We are, oh my God, it's still alive. Kan Brian Steiner, v'muli.
Ronen Kochavi.
Ronen Kochavi. My name, how are you feeling this fine Saturday morning?
Magnif, I'm
waking amets. Up with Sly and the Family Stone.
We're in special Woodstock, ve'amet sh'rtzi shol otcha.
Ken.
שעל סליין פמילי סטון, שהם די כזה אוף מוזר בפסטיבל הזה, הם קצת כאילו הם...
You mean because they're black?
סגנון, לא, בגלל הסגנון שלהם, זאת אומרת, גם הנדריקס היה, אבל הוא היה ברוק אנד רול.
כן, זה היה בדיחה. כן, you're right, they're more the...
יש משהו בהם שקצת מעניין כאילו מה...
איך הם חיברו לשם.
כן, איך זה התחבר.
Well, look, it was all, as we were just reviewing, there were a lot of bands that didn't come and were invited for their own reasons. Some funny acts were invited. Like I just read that, and I didn't know that Roy Rogers was invited to play at Woodstock to close the festival, and Roy Rogers בכלל לא קשור, but Sly and the Family Stone certainly were like a love fest band. נכון. And this is like a love fest. It's, you're right, it's a kind of a different kind of genre of music.
אתה יודע, יש המון כאלה, אבל רק הם הגיעו מהז'אנר הזה.
נכון, right, they're not like the standout hippies. A hippie, not known as a hippie band, but I think a lot of bands surprise you, and then a lot of
נכון.
a lot of bands are happy to come play. So
כן, לא, זה מעניין, זה מגניב. כן. זה שינוי עם זה, פשוט באמת נשמע קצת כזה, Woodstock, Sly and the Family Stone.
תדע. We can read how Sly and the Family Stone כן, during the next song. כן. נבדוק איך הם הגיעו באמת, כי it's like, there weren't a lot of funk bands here. And there are a lot of funk bands around at this time doing serious funk, and this is like a funky soul-y band, you know, and Blood, Sweat, and Tears were there. That's a...
Yeah, it's a rhythm and blues, because...
Ken.
Ken. Ken, LM horn section, אז אולי זה מתחבר קצת, אבל...
Well, it's, you know, it's like a funky kind of genre.
Ken. Ken.
So, it's true. It's true what you're saying. It's an interesting shiluv, but you got to like that in a good festival. Any good festival has to have that. So today we're doing Woodstock. We got a little musical ketta of our own here today for Woodstock. For me, the music today is very, well, last time also was Mechubar. This time it's also for, I don't know, for like they all ring something joins all of the music today for me, some kind of something bluesy, maybe I would call it some kind of bluesy kind of feel, which I would say Sly has also when they want to.
רק נזכיר שאנחנו בעצם ספשייל וודסטוק, אבל זה לא שירים מהפסטיבל וודסטוק, זה שירים בהופעות, מהופעות של אומנים שהיו בוודסטוק.
נכון.
Okay,
we only do share. We only do there's something else I want to say about the music on this show, because I know you're listening on your computer or your phone, and so it's coming to you in MP3 format, Mina Stam. I want you to know that the music coming out is all very high quality. We're a very high quality production. I have very high quality music, tachlis. That's the bottom line. Music quality is a thing with me. I have certain issues with digital bichlal, but in specific when it comes down into, I'm like Neil Young snob when it comes to that. I'm not as snobby as Neil Young, obviously, when it comes to this topic. But I heard a podcast with T-Bone Burnett, who is a guitarist. For those of you that don't know, a very, very famous guitarist was on the bus with Dylan and the boys and the girls. He goes way back. And he talks about the effects it could have on our evolution switching to listening and seeing things all in a digital format. So if you think musically, what musically digital does to a recording, okay? If you look at a picture from your cell phone and you zoom in, it's little tiny squares. So it's translating something that is fluid into little tiny squares. Okay, so digital does the same thing to music. Music you get in a wave. You get with curves. It comes to you in a certain way. And when we digitize it, it turns it all into little squares. Depending on the quality of that digitizing, it could be big squares. It could be just like the pixels on the phone when you take a picture. Is it 2 megapixel or 12 megapixel?
It makes a difference.
But you're turning waves into squares. And that changes the way you experience the shit that's coming at you, and can that affect our evolution and where we go from here? It's a very good question, because will our brains eventually adjust to picking up little squares instead of little instead of curvatures? It's musically, it's an interesting question. I like going there and exploring things like that, and it's also why music quality, at least get the tiniest fucking squares you possibly can, that it's as close to a wave as it could possibly be. Once you're already doing it, that's why that's an issue with me. And also, in very real ways, you can sometimes hear the difference. Sometimes not so much, sometimes very much so. Okay, I'm sorry. I that's just my little spiel. I hope you understand a little bit now why the grass is green. So this is the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. They were at Woodstock. This is a track called The Boxer. It's not a cover of Simon and Garfunkel.
Including Cassius Clay, I bet you got the baddest punch that's going on today. Should have been a boxer, baby. I do believe in Mr. Oh, yeah. I'll try to talk to you, girl, but you never had the time. You were saving all your money, spending all of mine. Should've been a boxer, baby. Plus everything you do just knocks me out, yeah. Knock me out. Put it on me. Girl, or with all of your might, now I know that you make everything alright, yeah. Should have been a boxer, baby, cause we'd be you in every round, yeah. Round. Yeah. You took me to the courthouse and sued for Nancy Porter. I was there in my blue jeans and on a brand new mink coat. Yeah, you should have been a boxer, baby. You're too mean, you're too mean, you're too mean, you're too mean. You're too mean. You're too mean. About it.
she's bad. I look Sugar Ray. I hit hard. Her jazz is great. She's got a sunny lips and a punch. Oh, baby, hey, that's too much.
Lie and the Family Stone, said to be one of the best shows, by the way, at Woodstock, early morning hours of August 17th, 1969, and they had a hit album at the time. Mm-hmm. Like, they had just come out with Stand. It was a huge hit, sold lots of copies, and that got them to Woodstock. By the way, that wasn't Sly. That was the Paul. Oh my God, I'm like still talking like from before because I'm still, we're still talking. Okay, excuse me. That was the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, which, as we said, has a similar sound also. Funky, bluesy. This whole idea, we got funky, bluesy today. That's kind of like my feeling. But that was the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. They're awesome. They do have a few black members. You'll be happy to know, Ronan, because you're very interested, apparently. I want to remind our listeners that our Woodstock two-part special of Oh My God, It's Still Alive is brought to you by tiedyemybaby.com. You should go there and visit. It's special bathtub bubbles. Your child will come out looking like a tie-dye. You will love it. Hopefully they will too.
אפשר גם להשתמש עם מבוגרים.
Wow. Wow. I think now I want to have sex in a bathtub with this stuff in it and see how it comes out. That's like my new mission in life all of a sudden. What kind of tie-dye you'll have after, you know? Because you know how things, you know, water, you can affect water. I don't know. There's that guy, though, that played music to water and then took pictures of like the... You never saw that before?
No.
Yeah, there's a guy that like plays music to water and then takes like a molecular picture of the water. And it's always like in different shapes according to like how loud the music is apparently. No, I don't know, but... You know, obviously he's not like a heavy metal dude. Look what heavy metal does to water. Is this what you want to do to the water in your body? So so it being a Saturday morning, Ronan, and a nice, you know, we're coming up on the end of October here. We're getting into the winter time. We've been doing Tachazit Yam. Maybe this will be the last one and you'll have to do a different Tachazit Yamit, slicha. We'll have to find like תחזית left testicle.
דווקא אני חושב
my left testicle is looking like this.
אני דווקא חושב הפוך. אני חושב
הפוך? It's important to know in the winter time.
אני חושב שהקיץ הוא די, אתה יודע,
אחיד?
פחות או יותר אחיד, אתה יודע, לא כן. זה, אבל... ודווקא בחורף, אני חושב שאנחנו... אני מאמין שיש לנו קהל די גדול של דייגים.
ברור, we were very big in the fishing industry.
ואני חושב שאנחנו נוכל לתת תחזית לדייגים.
נכון. safe for boats, storm coming in.
You know, כן, ואתה יודע, זה יהיה משהו שגם יהיה מאוד שימושי לאנשים ש...
And there are people that like to swim in the wintertime.
נכון.
You know, not that I blame them.
לא יודע, אני אף פעם לא עשיתי את זה.
But...
לא נכנסתי לים בחורף.
Never?
לא.
No,
אולי החורף הקרוב תהיה הפעם הראשונה.
נכון. Being now a sea creature, as you are. Maybe you'll be surfing in the wintertime.
ברור.
Like in December.
כן.
I'll be like, well, what are you doing? You'll be like, I'm on the waves, dude. אז איך הים היום, מיסטר כוכבי?
תשמע, היה מתחיל, בכלל, אתה יודע, אני יקר וזה, כן. והתקרר יחסית. בסך הכל, אבל אתה יודע, היום סבבה to take a walk. אתה מבין, אני מתכוון, לא יודע אם הייתי...
נכנס, maybe your toe, feel the water with your feet.
בקטנה כזה להסתובב בזה ו...
roll up your pants and take a walk along the beach and feel the sand and water under your feet.
כן, זה נראה לי, זה בערך מה שהייתי עושה.
I'm doing that. Just, you know, it sounds, you want to do that? We'll hold hands. We'll do it, you and me. Right after the show, we'll go for a walk on the beach.
אפשר, אפשר.
We'll hold hands, mm-hmm. roll up our pants.
יכול להיות נחמד.
It does sound lovely.
כן, בוא נעשה את זה.
So, once again, another band that played at Woodstock. do you know that this is the first time I believe I'm going to play a Grateful Dead song on this show?
מדהים.
נכון, what are we on? Show number 12, I believe, right now.
אנחנו ב-12, כן.
Yeah, and this is the first actual Grateful Dead track I'm going to play. Mm-hmm. They did play at Woodstock. They had a very interesting set. Mm-hmm. We're going to play a game of facts later on. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll give my first one now, okay?
לא.
No?
Okay.
Well,
okay.
It's about the Grateful Dead. I'm about to play them, so I'll start the game now to lay the groundwork for later. So, true or false, the Grateful Dead on stage at Woodstock were getting electrocuted by their instruments playing in the rain.
No.
So, it's probably true. The story is like this. They were all on LSD because this is what they kind of did for a little while. And it was Woodstock. So, and they didn't eat the brown acid because nobody at Woodstock should have eaten the brown acid. So, anyway... they were tripping on stage and it was raining a little bit at Woodstock as we know, and they all felt they were getting electric shocks from their instruments, but they never knew if it was in the end a group hallucination and they were all just like, or if it was really happening. So true or false is still unclear, but okay, I'm ready to go with true because they all believed they were getting shocked by their instruments.
אתה יודע,
יש מצב.
כאילו אם זה היה קורה, זה היה קורה גם ללהקה לפני או אחרי, או היה שהוא עניין עם זה.
Right.
וזה לא היה.
Maybe they brought their own chords.
עדיין. זה לא מגיע מהגיטרה עצמה, זה מגיע מהחשמל שמגיע לבמה. אבל אני לא יודע, אולי, אתה יודע, יכול להיות.
So that was their hallucination during Woodstock. I'm going with a bluesy Grateful Dead track from more recent times. This is a little track called Walkin' Blues.
This morning and I felt her hand for my shoe. That's when I knew I had the walking blues. Oh, this morning and I looked around and I felt her hand for my shoe. That's when I knew I had the this morning what I had was gonna wanna leave. Leave my old looks. Woke up this morning what I had was gone. What I had was gone.
goes. Breaking on the dollar almost any. Where she goes, she gotta go. Moving from my head down. Breaking on the dollar almost any. Where she goes. Up this morning and I felt her out from my shoes. That's when I knew I had them on. Walking blues on. Up this morning and I looked around and I danced around my shoes. That's when I knew I had them on.
Rockin' Blues, The Grateful Dead. I hope you enjoyed that track. I dig that tune. I really dig that tune. I really do.
It's good.
Good for you. Good for you. So, okay, so we've come to the time of day where we play a game. Mm-hmm. This game, we're doing facts cachorre somehow to Woodstock, the tkufa, the okay. something.
Okay.
I already gave my first one.
אני עשיתי מאוד קשור לוודסטוק, לא תקופה, אבל סבבה זה גם.
מאוד קשור לוודסטוק is good. Okay. Please, talk to me. Give me, I gave my first one, please.
אוקיי, בוא נתחיל בזה ש... אתה יודע שהיה מחסור במים ומזון בפסטיבל, אני לא יודע אם אתה יודע, ו... ובפועל נפגעו כמה מאות אנשים ממים מזוהמים שחולקו ממיכלים.
וואו, that's a good wow, that sounds so true, which is why I'm going to say false. It sounds so true. It's false, right?
Okay.
Wow, that was a good one, dude. That was really good. That was so fucking believable. So my next fact.
אז בעצם בגלל שזה נשמע לך אמיתי, אמרת לא.
כן, it was like way too true for you to bring up as, I don't know.
אוקיי, מעניין.
I don't know, it was so מדויק that could happen.
אני אנסה את האסטרטגיה שלך. זה בעצם שם אותך במקום שגם אם אתה טעית, אתה צדקת.
אוקיי.
אם הבנת מה אני אומר. אוקיי, אז מעניין, זה מעניין.
No, if it would have been true, I would have been wrong. I would have accepted being wrong, because I guessed false. Okay, so my fact is kashur, because there were about 500,000 people at Woodstock, and amazingly enough, not one person died the entire 3 days of the 500,000 people that came.
אז תשמע, אז האמת שגם לי יש משהו דומה, בגלל זה אני מכיר את העובדות, אז זה לא נכון.
זה לא נכון. כן, שניים מתו, נכון? שניים. One was a drug overdose. One person overdosed on drugs. You know how the other person died?
תאונה.
He was rolled he was sleeping in his sleeping bag and he got rolled over by a tractor. He was like sleeping in like the farm right near or something. Must have been Gvuli where he was and the tractor didn't see him and rolled him over. That's how the other person died at Woodstock.
Okay. So the folk gamma got a story.
Again, gamma.
Okay.
I know of there was also like in Africa it happens that like people will be asleep in their tent and a hippo will sit on them and they'll die. Shit. Like that that's a kind of similar thing like you're just camping somewhere in Africa and a hippo decides to sit on you.
אני דרך אגב, אתה יודע שראיתי, אני לא יודע איפה, אולי, זה הייתה פרסומת או משהו, אבל ראיתי שיש כאלה, עכשיו, ממש טנט כאלה, אוהלים של, שהם ממש נוחים וחדשים, שהם יושבים על הגג של הרכב.
And then...
then אתה יכול להיות בשטח בלי פחד מנחשים, או שישב עליך היפו, או ש...
But what do you mean, like, you sleep on top of your car?
כן.
Like on the roof of your car?
כן, כן.
How is that comfortable?
אז אני אומר, יש אוהלים חדשים, מאוד נוחים. אני יכול לראות לך אחרי זה.
What, like it has like a מזרון on the bottom?
כן, זה כזה ממש מוצא וזה מגניב, ואתה כאילו מגיע לשטח או לאיזשהו מקום.
It has like legs that go, I see it, like it's like, makes a floor for you, a solid floor with a cushion.
It sits on top of the... of the.
But the car's not wide enough, well, for two people.
לא, זה כן, זה, אוקיי, בסדר, אתה יודע. זה לא אוהל.
Dude, I don't go camping to two people.
זה לא העניין. העניין שיש כזה משהו שיכול...
If I could put four kids in the trunk, by all means.
שמה, יכול להיות שיש איזשהו שידרוג ואפשר גם לעשות, יש גם אוהלים גדולים, אני לא בדקתי את זה.
But you gave me a startup now, because if you make the tent much wider than the car, but give it legs, and some kind of wooden bottom, with a Mizrone on top of it.
Extension כזה.
כן, something like that. That's a startup.
יכול שכבר יש כזה.
It's a trademark. No, no, that's mine. I just invented it.
אוקיי, אז אתה זוכר ש...
Nobody can do that. If you're listening, fuck you. Call me. We'll do it together. But don't take it.
בוא נעבור ל...
I'll sue your ass. Crazy money.
לעובדה הבאה. זוכר שדיברתי איתך על העובדה הקודמת שהיה מחסור במים וזה?
כן.
אז מסוקים של המשמר הלאומי זרקו מלמעלה חבילות ענקיות של מזון ומים לאנשים.
See, I know that people ended up making food there and helping each other out and sharing what they had with each other. I know that happened. I don't recall any story of helicopters, so I'm going to say true.
זה נכון.
Wow, I got your facts. I got the method down.
בסדר, יכול להיות, אתה יודע, אני לא, you know. Okay.
טוב, my next fact is about Bob Dylan. We talked about how much they wanted Bob Dylan to perform, how it was performed, how Woodstock happened in Woodstock, where he was living at the time. And they got the band to perform. And they really, really, really pushed and tried to get Dylan to perform. And one way they tried was to tell him that if he wouldn't perform, they were going to publish his address in Woodstock in a newspaper. That was one way. In the end, when he was like, no, forget it, and then they said, look, if you don't do it, I'm going to do it. It was like their last ditch effort.
אני לא מאמין שאנשים שארגנו כזה פסטיבל, ילכו לפסים כאלה, אתה יודע, יש בזה משהו קצת...
You know, in a rage, though,
לא רוצה להגיד פלילי, אבל יש בזה משהו קצת כאילו, יש סוג של שחיתה, אתה יודע.
כן.
אז זה נראה לי שלא.
כן, לא, זה לא קרה. I mean, I never heard that before. Until I made it up.
ודרך אגב, זה מעניין, כי דילן היה מאוד קנאי לפרטיות שלו.
כן, people used to come to his house in Woodstock.
הוא מאוד, זה משהו שמאוד הפריע לו, אפילו אני יודע שהוא היה לו נשק וזה, הוא ממש כאילו...
כן.
הוא, כן, הוא סבל מזה.
He tells stories people used to come to his house in Woodstock, he'd like find people climbing on his roof and shit, trying to get to him.
כן, כן. makes sense, אתה יודע, דילן.
It was Dylan, he was like... And that's why they wanted, you know, he was still considered at that time the voice of the generation.
בטח,
and it was the last thing he wanted to... B. Okay, give your last fact.
Last fact. Okay, רוב האנשים שהגיעו לפסטיבל נכנסו בחינם בגלל שהארגון של הפסטיבל היה לקוי.
מה זה לקוי? מה זה?
לא, הארגון לא היה טוב.
Yeah, of course, they expected 40,000 people and 500,000 people came.
והרוב נכנסו חינם.
כן, זה בוודאי.
נכון,
of course. They expected, even if they charged the first 40,000, they had no mechanism to charge the remaining 460,000.
לא יודע כמה מכניזם היה אז, אבל אתה יודע, זה היה לקחת כסף, אתה יודע, אבל... I don't know. כנראה שבאמת לא היה מספיק כוח אדם אולי לעמוד בכמות של אנשים.
Like we said, if it would happen today, they would have stopped people from entering after the 50,000, because that's what you're sure is. I mean, I don't know how it would work on private land again. But, fuck. You know, so many people came, they were so overwhelmed, even nobody could have predicted that number of people.
Okay.
I mean, if 100,000 came, okay, then you can yell at them for not taking money. It's double, you know, you already had money in advance from plenty of them. You could have, you know, gotten at least most. But it's one of those things, I'll tell you a story. I was once at a Grateful Dead concert, it reminds me of this. I was once at a Grateful Dead concert, and you know they play two sets. They play a set, and there's like a 15-minute break, and they come out, they play another set. So it was set break, and it was an indoor arena, and I was sitting in an aisle, you know, not on a chair. And it was getting close to when they were going to come back on stage, and one of the security guys came to me, and he said, you got to sit in your chair. And I'm like, but they're about to come out, and then we're going to all be dancing on the stairs, because, you know, that's what we do. It's the second set. I mean, you were here. You saw, you know. He's like, no. Everyone's going to be in their chairs. And I'm like, you're going to really? So I smiled at him. I took one step into a chair. And I just stood there looking at him. And he's standing right next to me the whole time. And as soon as they walk out on stage, the whole stairs are full of people.
I mean, like,
toch chetzi shnia, the stairs are full. And he just looks around him and goes away.
Oh,
what's he going to do? But he thought, you know, they had a plan for a minute. that like nobody's going to be in the stairs during the concert. But before all, in certain places, it's impossible. And that's one of those places. Okay, Janis Joplin then?
Yalla,
Summertime. Which is now over, but, you know, the vibes. Bit of the Janis. Summertime. What vibes? What vibes? She's like one of my favorite people ever. Like she, like, you know, like to get a chance to hang out with Janis Joplin one time, I think would
ממש, כן, אני גם חושב כמוך.
זה סמטן כל כך מגניב שמה.
יש בה משהו כל כך חיובי תמיד, ומחייך, ויש לה איזה אור כזה, באנרגיה שלה ש...
משהו מדהים.
כן.
If she wasn't so...
dead.
Yeah.
סתם.
That was great. Yes, if she wasn't so dead. Self, unself-confident.
כן, כן.
You know?
היה לה בעיות, ילדות וזה, בית ספר כזה.
כן. It's muzar, because what she used to hang out, there was a guy in the Grateful Dead, the original Grateful Dead named Pigpen.
Mm.
That was his nickname. Pigpen. And her, they were like a couple, they used to drink like a bottle of whiskey each a day hanging out. You know what I mean? Like, that was their hangout. Like, he died also. But, yeah, from like alcohol and shit goodness. Like that. And yeah, they used to hang out and just
fucking party. Yeah, but if you look at it, it's really a story of what happened to her, you know.
Yeah.
כן, זה סיפור עצוב. כאילו, היא הייתה כזאת חיובית וזה, אבל היא הייתה קצת קורבן של משהו, אני לא יודע.
כן.
של החברה, של...
Aren't we all?
I don't know.
Okay, I made that up. טוב, Wheel of Topics. Pick a topic.
Okay.
By the way, we are, oh my God, it's still alive. This is part two of our 50th anniversary to Woodstock special. We are on Radio Hukatse. And we love you too. Thank you very much. He is now, what are you doing? זה לכל כך לא לעניין מה שאתה עושה עכשיו, אבל כל כך.
Ryan, אתה...
I've never done that before, ever, not once, die. Are those mine or yours? Those are yours? You're too heavy and dark for us?
I think so.
There's nothing wrong with heavy. Okay, לא נורא. לא נורא, dude, לא נורא. Now you got one of mine?
Yeah.
Okay. Mine are all Khalilim. Khalil.
No idea.
Okay.
Female Viagra.
Female Viagra.
Yeah.
It's a thing now, I believe.
יש כזה דבר?
יש כזה דבר לדעתי. כן. כן. You know that a clitoris can get erect?
You're,
you know? So the woman's clitoris, first of all, it's like 9 centimeters long, and it like goes inside and like wraps around to their thighs, the full clitoris.
זה אמיתי מה שאתה
רוצה? לגמרי אמיתי, okay. Dude. Go to sex. Okay, okay. Go to spermcures.com, .org, and you'll learn all of this stuff.
.org?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, and the part that we see is just like the little tip of the clitoris, and the clitoris does get erect, and there is female Viagra, and I thought we should talk about that.
מה, אבל מה שיוצא החוצה, מה?
Yeah, the little thing that you lick.
אמרת 9 centimeters.
Sorry?
9 centimeters.
Because it's all inside the goof.
Yeah, okay.
On like both sides.
Okay, בסדר, אבל okay.
כן, and you just see the little tip of the 9 centimeters.
מה שאתה אומר שיש דבר כזה, Viagra ל...
There is a female, I did not make it up. Yes, I mean, I would have liked to have made it up, but I actually didn't. I have no idea. I've never taken it or given it. I have not administered the drug. But apparently it, you know, stimulates the clitoris, which is what gives a woman an orgasm. Mm. At least, you know, the kind that I know about. And
okay, נשמע... yeah,
I think the G-spot probably has to do with the fact that the clitoris is also inside the body. You know, and stuff like that.
זה רק אתה, נראה לי, זה רק השערה שלך, כן.
Yeah, I don't know this part I'm speculating. But what do you think about there being female Viagra?
Because לא יודע, זה נשמע לי הזוי, אבל אני, אתה יודע, לא כך יודע מה להגיד על זה, אני...
Would you consider using it on a friend of yours? Not like you drug them up against their will. I'm talking about, you know, would you like bring and be like, hey, you want to take some female Viagra?
נראה לי שלא, נראה לי שלא. נראה לי שזה לא משהו שהוא קשור, ברמה קונספטואלית, זה לא משהו שאני מתחבר אליו.
If you were having problems giving a woman an orgasm.
עזרים כימיים מבחוץ.
You're a stud, every woman looks at you and goes...
אני לא, אני פשוט לא חושב שהדבר הזה הוא מגניב, אבל אתה יודע. כן, תשמע, יש אנשים שנהנים מזה, יש אנשים שגם עושים ניתוחים פלסטיים ולוקחים...
Do you think it would be cool if like the man and the woman both took Viagra and you had like a double Viagra experience? I wonder if it would be a little bit like being on ecstasy, but just for the genitals. I wouldn't know, because I'm not an ecstasy person.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I don't know what to say about it. Like, yeah, it could
be. Genital. That's what they should call it, genital ecstasy. And then they'd probably sell a lot more.
There's a lot of drugs that do, you know. Like, there's a lot of
drugs. Viagra.
לא, לא, יש המון סמים שהם, המון סמים, שבעצם מגבירים את היצר המיני, והם, כן, אתה יודע, את הכל חושים ועצבים.
All of those I take, but not the Viagra. I'm thinking of taking because I haven't taken male Viagra yet. So yet. I'm thinking, well, you know, okay. Dude, we're who knows, you know, 20 years from now. Okay, 40, but still. But maybe I'll take the female Viagra and see how it affects me. That could be an interesting experiment.
זה רעיון מגניב, וזה משהו גם שאפשר אחרי זה לדבר עליו בתוכנית.
לגמרי. I could take it and we could do a show while I'm on female Viagra.
Okay.
And I could like tell all about what's going on. We're going to go from Janis Joplin to Jefferson Airplane. Not only because they both start with a J, but yes, they're also close alphabetically. So this is White Rabbit. You know, oh, you know what? We only have 10 minutes left.
באמת? כן, משהו כזה.
So I'm going to sorry, we're going to closing track.
חייבים Hendrix.
I'm sorry. Yes, exactly. We have to close with Hendrix. I got a 12 and a half minute Hendrix track here. We only have 10 minutes left.
לא, יש יותר, יש 11 וחצי.
This is a yeah?
כן.
Okay, so we're going right into Jimi Hendrix closed Woodstock. He'll close our Woodstock special. This is from 1969 as well, Royal Albert Hall performance. Don't ask me how I have it, or Secret Service men will have to come to your door. So here we are. Enjoy it.
Stone
we
free,
hope you've
yeah?
enjoyed it. Stone Free.
Yeah.
Yes, Jimi Hendrix, Stone Free, Royal Albert Hall, 1969. Much love. Oh, yeah.
Gotta give me that.